Country Bob FM.
Here we go with the Bob Almanac today, getting her rolling. I want to turn those other mics down. Neil, talk amongst yourselves here just for a moment.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I was getting that echo that we have the other microphones on.
We don't want that.
It drives me nuts a little bit. I just really can't focus. And, of course, we need 100% focus on the Bob Almanac.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it goes off the rails. And that might actually be more entertaining if it ever did that.
And it has.
And I don't listen when you do it by yourself, so I don't know. Has it gone off the rails when you're on your own?
Yeah, a couple times.
Wednesday, August 18th, 230th day of the year, 135 left to go. 12:27.
Khan!
One of the great Khans, Genghis Khan. Mm. The Mongol conqueror Genghis Khan died during a siege in China. Mm. I thought he would die of severe constipation, but I guess it makes sense that it would be during a siege, during some kind of a battle or war, because he was a conqueror, after all. And that's what the Mongolians were known for.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, China built a wall to keep him out.
Right. A big wall.
It is rather large. 1227, Genghis Khan. How about 1587 here this date? Didn't we just talk about the lost colony of Roanoke?
We did.
Yes. Roanoke Island, North Carolina.
Yesterday.
This date, Virginia Dare became the first child of English parents born on American soil. Remember that name well. Virginia Dare.
Yes.
We know about it from the old history class. And then, of course, mysteriously, everybody just vanished. Somewhere between then and 3 years.
Yeah, just gone.
Hey. Bye.
Well, they were here not that long ago.
Same day, same year, 1587. Saul Wall. Elected the king of Poland, according to legend. His name was Saul Wall. His parents didn't do him any favors there. Saul, that'd be like your parents naming you Weeman Freeman.
Yeah, it just doesn't roll nice.
Wavy Gravy.
Yeah.
Jacques Chirac is the only other world leader I can think of that has the rhyming first and last names. Can you come up with any other rhyming first and last names, Neil?
I'd have to work on it, no.
Fay Wray.
Well,
I'll give you
not a world leader, perhaps.
I wasn't going just world leaders. Just anybody.
Oh, anybody.
Okay. Anybody.
I'm sure there are.
Think of Cubs broadcasting.
Harry Carey.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. 1914.
Every man who truly loves America will act and speak in the true spirit of neutrality.
That's the words of Woodrow Wilson. I don't know if that was his voice. It was a recreation, but Woody Wilson issued his proclamation of neutrality aimed at keeping the U.S. out of World War I, but then the German U-boat started to sink American boats. There was the Lusitania deal, and by 1917, there was no staying out of it.
Right.
Neil. WW1.
Yep. War and all wars.
You know, I've heard that about that. So the Anti-Cigarette League of America formed on this date, 1919. The Anti-Cigarette League of America.
Really? That old, huh?
Inside the halls of this Anti-Cigarette League of America are the greatest anti-smoking crusaders ever assembled.
That's pretty good right there.
And be at the Hall of Justice. Meanwhile, in 1919. 1962, let's go ahead a few decades.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning. I'd a hammer in the
Peter, Paul, and Mary had a hit on their hands. They released it, If I Had a Hammer. Oh, man, what could you do with a hammer, Neil?
I can't hammer, nail, or paint, or whatever that is.
How about a hammer toe? Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah, it's painful.
They're not fun.
No.
That was 1962. 1977 in Memphis.
Only relatives, close friends, and some celebrities were permitted to enter Graceland, the Presley estate, to witness the funeral services. Anne Margaret, Burt Reynolds, John Wayne, Chet Atkins, Charlie Pride, Caroline Kennedy, all were reported to be in town.
Some pretty big names were there.
I would say.
Just a couple of days after he passed away, on his toilet, the Elvis Presley, I don't know what is the last days of Elvis or the autopsy of Elvis showed that because of his drug use, he was bound up. He could not go number two. So apparently he was on the toilet, and he was straining, and his heart gave out.
Wow. You're not making this up.
No. This is according to autopsy. This is science.
Right.
This is science. You know,
this
when
is
you,
graphic science.
When you go to Graceland and you take the tour, they don't let you upstairs. You can't go upstairs. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't see that area. That's roped off. Huh. And when I was there, it was one of those velvet ropes.
Well, it should be.
So in 1977, Elvis laid to rest. There was a time there that they actually buried him in a cemetery, right? And then somebody tried to dig that up, and then they moved his body to the grounds of Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. More than 75,000 mourners came to Graceland. Big group of people around
there. That is large.
Hope they had good crowd control. I have literally not heard this song since I DJed my last wedding in 2004.
Well, then it's been a while.
I hung up the DJ microphone, parked the trailer for the last time.
You did a bunch of them there for a while, I know.
Decommissioned the mirror ball.
Right.
That's Nick Lowe. Nick Lowe got married with Carlene Carter. Nick Lowe got married with, that's Nick Lowe singing that song. He wrote that song, and that's him singing, and Carlene Carter, the great Carlene Carter.
Yeah, it didn't last.
Until 1990.
Yeah, they were together.
But I guess it depends on what you say when it comes to celebrity birthdays, what's long.
Celebrity marriages, yes.
What did I say, birthday, celebrity marriage?
Same thing, we get it. Yeah, they don't last, you know. I'd say 5 years is a good run.
That's almost as long as celebrity birthdays last on the Bob Almanac. So sure. Nick Lowe, Carlene Carter married this date, and that was in 1979. Nick Lowe also had that big hit, Cruel to Be Kind.
Yes.
Just if you need to need a couple of reminders who Nick Lowe was. 1986.
John Tesh will be sitting in this seat from now on, and it sure is fun to be working with you now.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, apparently E.T. in 1986 was broadcast on AM radio.
That's what it sounded like.
That audio quality there sounded a little scratchy. Somebody had their AM radio and they had a fluorescent light on, or there was a short on the electric fencer. John Tesh's first appearance on Entertainment Tonight, and boy, did he make that his own. He and Mary Hart, what a team.
Mm.
They did such a good job giving us all that entertainment news for, I think, 10 years they were together at least. Before John Tesh went on to all of his other duties, he was like a radio host and great pianist.
Yeah, he's an entertainer.
Hey, let's head to Chaska.
Okay.
Rich and famous.
Jim Nantz thought of that one all week long. Rich Beem wins the 2002 PGA Championship Hazeltine. He fought off Tiger Woods by a stroke.
We didn't see that coming.
Tiger Woods comes up one shot shy.
You know, the two PGA championships that were hosted at Hazeltine, a couple of real just out of nowhere guys.
Right.
You had Rich Beem and then you had Y.E. Yang. Yep. I think they have like maybe 5 PGA Tour victories between them.
Yeah, no more than that, I would tell you.
But, you know, that's the great thing. And both of them fought off Tiger Woods. I think Y.E. Yang actually came from behind on Tiger Woods, did he not?
He was the first one to do it.
So, anyway, 2002, Rich Beem with a win in Chaska. More sports, 2009.
Some fans don't care where he's at as long as he's playing.
He's fun to watch.
Even as a Viking?
Well, come on, yeah. Purple's good. I'm Norwegian.
I think it's completely ridiculous, and I do not agree with her at all.
They never should have let him go from Green Bay. He's awesome. I think it was his plan all along to go to the Jets and come back and play for the Vikings.
Now, Packer fans reacting to the news this date. Official, there had been rumors of it happening for quite a while. Brett Favre, out of retirement at 39. The old, they call him the Silver Fox, the old gunslinger.
Right.
The riverboat gambler. He came out and had a magical 2009 year it was.
It was.
Came just short of the Super Bowl, of course, there in New Orleans. If they wouldn't have, there was one game that they lost at home that they should have won, then they would have had home field advantage for that NFC Championship game, I do believe. Could have been a whole different story.
Yep.
Bounty Gate may not have been the same on our field as if it was at Superdome as it was.
Right.
Throwing across the body, 12 men in the huddle, Adrian can't hold on to the ball. All that stuff is going on. Mm. They still had a chance to win, of course.
Sure.
2015.
Hi, I'm Jared the Subway Guy, and this is my story.
He was among the most famous pitchmen in fast food.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys.
But tonight, Jared Fogle is no longer a spokesman for the Subway restaurant chain, and he's at the center of law enforcement activity that's raising a lot of questions.
Subway officially cut ties. They fired Jared Fogle on this date. He is a pedophile.
Yeah.
Child pornography found in his house and the investigation. He went to prison. Is he still in prison, Neil? Is that something that you could look up in a jiffy?
I think he's out.
Okay. Jared Fogle fired by Subway 2015 on this date. I wonder if he put the weight back on.
Well,
when he's in prison, you probably don't put a lot of weight on in prison.
No.
Usually lifting weights out in the yard. Right?
Yeah, you don't. You generally, I would say no.
And then 2017, 4 years ago.
More than 70 years after it vanished at sea, the remains of the USS Indianapolis discovered today at the bottom of the Pacific by a search team that was led by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. The ship played a very crucial role in World War II.
And tonight,
of course, we talk about the USS Indianapolis. It usually comes up here on the Day in History. It comes up with Quint. From Jaws, Neil,
right.
As you know, Quint, Robert Shaw, in the movie is part of that whole ordeal, and it was that ordeal with the sharks in the water and the sinking of the USS Indianapolis that was kind of the inspiration for
right.
Jaws. Was it a book before it was a movie, Neil, Jaws? I think it was a book before
first.
It was a Neil, yeah. Very much so. So, and of course, Robert Shaw, they had the boom. We had the boom.
Right.
We had to deliver the boom. And that was USS Indianapolis 2017 discovered this date. Birthdays now. Rosalynn Carter, our first lady of the day, is Rosalynn Carter. She's 94. Jimmy Carter's wife still with us at 94, Neil.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm looking
Your boss
stuff
is
up
quite
here.
A card player, Mr. Kelly. How does he do it?
He cheats.
Well, in that case, I'll keep my money and we'll just have another game.
You don't have any to keep. Here's your wallet. You hired a dame to take it from you. Shaw's been planning to beat your game for months. He's just been waiting for you to cheat him so he could clip you.
Robert Redford in The Sting, and guess who that is opposite of him in The Sting in that scene? Playing
Mr.
kind of
Shaw.
The gangster. It's Robert Shaw, exactly. You know your Sting. Good job.
You follow.
Robert Redford, 85. So many good movies. Your favorite Robert Redford movie? The Natural, maybe?
The Natural.
Cassidy?
Which is the one he did with Jane Fonda, the country one.
Electric Horseman.
Yes. Really enjoyed that.
Yes. So Robert Redford, one
and
of the best.
And The Sting was fantastic.
One of
well.
The best. And, of course, he was in the Marvel universe there
sure.
at the end. One of the directors, the S.H.I.E.L.D. guy. And then, of course, it ended up being that he was...
He was a bad guy.
Hail Hydra.
All right.
So Robert Redford, 85.
Well, there is still some confusion as to whether or not there's anybody else in this house.
I told you there isn't.
There isn't any confusion or there isn't anybody else?
Either. Or both.
Just give me a clear answer.
Certainly. What was the question?
Is there anybody else in the house?
No!
Martin Mull, 78 here today. I always had a place in my heart for Martin Mull because whenever I played the game Clue, I was always Colonel Mustard. Always wanted to be Colonel Mustard.
Sure.
I didn't want to be Professor Plum. I wanted to be Colonel Mustard, and he played Colonel Mustard in the movie Clue.
Ah,
and sure. He was on a lot of shows. Great stand-up comedian. Funny, funny man. Him and Fred Willard were always good together.
Yes, they
Martin
were.
Mull, 78. The comedian Elaine Boozler.
I did say the word boyfriend, didn't I? Boyfriend. There's no good word about someone if you're not married. If you just live with a boyfriend, makes you sound 11, doesn't it? There's no good word, you know? I mean, you're old man. If you're not living with Willie Nelson, that one doesn't work.
It's hard. That's Elaine Boozler, 69 today. The character Elaine wasn't based on her on Seinfeld, but they used the name. Spelled a little bit differently. More stand-up here today on the Almanac.
Dunkin' Donuts! That's all they had, donuts and coffee, nothing else. They had no ice, no napkins, no soda, no salt, no pepper, no pate, no croissant, nothing!
Walk in there now, there's soup flying around. People are eating finger sandwiches. They got the donuts on display in a case, like relics from a former era, you know? Here's what we used to serve. We used to fry them up and sell them by the dozen back in the 70s.
Actor-comedian Dennis Leary, 64. Our rapper of the day is Masta Killa.
Ah, yes.
Member of the Wu-Tang Clan, Masta Killa, 52. Yes. Christian Slater.
I don't take to tenderfoots in my gang. I definitely don't take to no Mexicans.
It ain't your gang, Dave.
Young Guns 2, Neil. You're aware of it and familiar, I'm sure.
Familiar.
Christian Slater was in that. He was one of the Young Guns. Yep. He's 52.
Tem problema.
Sem problema.
Tache mais.
Ai, não me deixe com fome.
Que?
Não banco quando eu fome.
Oh,
that's not right.
I think it's the first time we've had somebody speaking Japanese on the Almanac. That's from the Hulk movie, and Edward Norton, as Bruce Banner, he's saying, don't make me hungry, you wouldn't like me when I'm hungry, because he can't quite speak Japanese, I think is what he's playing and singing there and talking. But Edward Norton, it's funny to think about how the Marvel Universe would have been different if Ed Norton would have played Banner instead of Mark Ruffalo, who took that spot. I can't remember, they couldn't come to terms. Edward Norton wanted more money or whatever he didn't want to do once they got into the whole Avengers storyline, but they were kind of all lined up for him to do it and he didn't. I wonder if he regrets that.
I don't know. I don't see him as the Hulk.
Ruffalo was pretty good.
Ruffalo was
wasn't
good.
He now? Edward Norton, 52. How about Malcolm Jamal Warner?
Oh, sure.
Theo.
Denise!
It's over, isn't it?
Again. Denise, not as good of a sewer as Theo had hoped. Malcolm Jamal Warner, 51.
How is this possible? I'm looking at two identical Nick Cages.
Well, Seth, I can explain if you just calm down!
I'm calm.
Okay, as everyone knows, my dream as an actor is to appear in every film ever released. However, until now, I've only been able to muster a measly 90%, bringing shame upon my dojo.
Sure, of course.
That's Andy Samberg doing his Nicolas Cage impersonation.
And it is good.
He does a real good Mark Wahlberg, too. He's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and that was from SNL.
That's good.
Andy Samberg is 43.
Are we on to the which we never talked to discussed off air. The gone but not forgotten explorer Meriwether Lewis. He got on the road. This is the Shoe Leather Express, though. He was half of the Lewis and Clark tandem, and he was born on this day in 1774.
Wasn't Charles Kuralt supposed to be a part of that expedition, too?
He
was always on the road.
On the road. Ever been to Marshall Fields? He started the Marshall Field Department Store. And he was born on this day, 1834.
How can your lips do something colorful if your lipstick isn't? I'm Jacqueline Smith, and Max Factor understands. This is ColorFast long-lasting lipstick.
Any excuse to get Jacqueline Smith on the show.
I highly agree with that. Nicely played. Max Factor, the cosmetics mogul, 1904. What about Shelley Winters? You may remember the name. She was in a bunch of different stuff. Including
we've
the
four decks so far. We've got two more to go.
1920.
This is the only way out.
But you expect a person to fit through there?
Mrs. Rosen, you're going to crawl right through there. Believe me.
She has this illusion, always thinking she's too fat.
She was wishing that she hadn't gone to the buffet on the Poseidon.
Right.
Before that whole ordeal.
As I remember, I
don't
think it worked.
Extra slice of cheesecake.
It didn't work out well. Shelley Winters, 1920. Marge Schott owned the Reds for many years, 1928. And Roberto Clemente, the great Pittsburgh Pirate, from 1934. This would be TV theme time, and I believe this to be Mannix.
You are correct.
Emmy Award-winning actress Gail Fisher played opposite Michael Connors, who was Mannix. And she became the first African-American to win an Emmy for acting.
How about that?
When she took home the award for Mannix, Gail Fisher, 1935. And you remember Patrick Swayze.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Truer words have never been spoken. Nobody puts baby in a corner, the corner, that right. corner, this corner, whatever corner it is.
Dirty Dancing, some other, and what about him and Chris Farley trying out for the Chippendales
yeah.
on
Classic.
Saturday Night Live, yeah. one of the greats. Patrick Swayze, 1952, and one of the Isleys, Marvin.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down, come on.
Did you know there were shouts parts one and two? I'd forgotten about that. I remembered yeah. that, but there's part one and two to shout.
Wow.
I had forgotten that.
He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Marvin Isley, born on this day, 1953. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon time. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Toby Keith? I'm just talking about tonight. You could go with Alabama Down Home or Little Texas. Some guys have all the luck.
We're going to go Alabama today.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.